The creation of a Northwest Art Market and a review of rates for using Anvil Center for arts-related activities are two of the election ideas being put forward by the New West Progressives. In an August 22 press release, the New West Progressives say local artists have been neglected by the local government and have no dedicated, affordable space to work and showcase their art. New Westminster has a vibrant arts and culture community with talented and creative professionals. These artists are musicians, painters, actors and entrepreneurs, said council candidate Jai Lee McCarthy in the news release. As a city councillor, I will ensure City Hall continues its multi-year arts and culture funding strategy and explore every opportunity to develop new places in the city for artists to work and display their art. If elected, New West Progressives Council candidates pledge to better promote the city's artists and cultural activities in New Westminster and beyond to raise awareness about the city's artistic community. Our city has an incredible arts and culture community that has demonstrated it can produce top-quality festivals, events and products, said the news release. Sadly, nobody knows about it. The NWP is proposing to install additional signage to direct the public and tourists to local artisans and their studios. This would also include more permanent public signage and promotion of farmers markets and similar events. Artists need space to create and showcase their work, says Lee McCarthy. One of my initiatives on City Council will be to establish accessible city land or buildings to foster the development of a new, Northwest Art Market, which would profile and celebrate local artisans. Concerned that Anvil Center rates are too costly for many citizens to rent a room or use the facility, the New West Progressives are promising to conduct an independent review of the Anvil Center's programs, cost structure and fees, with the goal of making it more of a regional hub for concerts and plays. In addition, the New West Progressives are proposing to bring the community art space down to the street level to encourage greater public interaction. Located on the third floor of Anvil Center, the Community Art Gallery provides a space where New Westminster-based arts groups can organize members' exhibitions. New Westminster City Council adopted a new art strategy in December 2018. The 34-page document includes a variety of goals related to the arts: to increase public awareness of the arts, to cultivate support for artists and develop audiences, to increase inclusion and accessibility in the arts, to create economic opportunities and increase contribution to the arts, and to embrace and encourage innovative ideas. The city's Arts Strategy Task Force was comprised of some council members, city staff and members of the arts community. In 2016, the city embarked on a process to update the arts strategy that had been developed in 2008. The draft five-year strategy was unveiled at Anvil Center in April 2018, where a variety of concerns were raised about the document. In May 2018, council unanimously agreed to send comments on the draft strategy back to staff for another look. Council ultimately approved a revamped 2018-2023 strategy in December 2018. NWP will also implement effective, meaningful and ongoing dialogue with the local arts and culture community to gather their input on support services and programs, McCarthy said in the news release. There is a duplication of city-operated arts programs and those run by community groups and agencies. With the public's feedback, we will reduce or eliminate these redundant programs with an aim to supporting community groups as the first priority.